so much shot volume and so many chances?
Well, shoot the puck early and often from all over the ice, and you know they get the holes, they get to the net front, they create a lot of havoc. So, you know, I would say it's just that too, but they also get dangerous chances too. So they're a good hockey team. They play really fast. They get into the dangerous areas and they get a lot of wax and pucks. So, you know, they're a good team, and I think we're going to be able to step back, watch the game shape, and figure out quite a few ways that we can be better.
How much do they force you to play quicker?
Yeah, they do. You know, they basically just, it's almost like man on man all over the ice. They pressure all over the ice. There's no time, there's no space. No one's really immediately open, at least not often. And you know, they make you make plays under duress. And I think that's where, you know, we as CP get better at. You know, coaches were talking about making the plays that are there, the simple plays. Maybe not necessarily the prettiest plays, just because they come so hard, there's not a ton of time and space to make those. So there are instances there where I think we can clean things up, but you know, we'll look at it and move forward.
How hard is it as that game goes on that they just keep coming, they're so relentless?
Yeah, certainly. That's what I mean. Like they pressure everywhere, all over the ice, pressure the puck, and basically try to take all your options away. So, you know, we got to do a better job of finding those options, getting available, getting out around quicker, and obviously not giving them odd man rush, which they had plenty of. So,
thank you, your goaltender's performance.
I mean, he was fantastic. He was the reason we, you know, got a point out of that game. So, you know, we're very fortunate to have him, but I think there's a lot more we can do as a team in front of him to help him out.
How disappointing is it to have a lead with 6 minutes to go and not able to hold on?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely disappointing. You know, especially kind of the way that happened, that's tough. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we also had time to try to get one back, and we didn't. So, you know, I had a pretty good kill there in overtime, but, you know, we put ourselves behind the eight ball in that game and as the game went on more so. So, we're going to be able to kind of turn that momentum, recognize that and turn that, and not let that compound, which it did tonight.
Ian, tough to not have Hedy out there. How do you like how the team group has responded over the last couple of games with him out?
Well, you know, I would have said pretty well, but then again, we just gave up 50-some shots. So we can obviously do a lot better. You know, he's an all-star defenseman, elite defenseman, one of the best in this league. Certainly going to miss him. No one's got to step in and be Victor Hedman. That being said, I think we can step up as a group and play better, you know, not just D forwards as well. All five guys on the ice, it's a team game. And, you know, our goalie is certainly doing his job, and I think we can do a better job in front of him.
Good. Thanks. Good. Thanks. Good. Thanks. Good. Thanks. Good. Thanks.